Imagine discovering that the Greek myths you learned about in school are actually real, and those gods have children walking among us. In The Titan's Curse, Percy Jackson, son of Poseidon, finds himself thrust into a desperate winter mission when his friend Annabeth is captured during what should have been a routine rescue operation. What begins as a simple extraction of two powerful half-bloods, siblings Bianca and Nico D'Angelo, from a military school in Maine, spirals into disaster when Dr. Thorne, a vice principal who's actually a manticore monster, ambushes them. During the ensuing battle, the hunters of Artemis arrive to help, but Annabeth disappears over a cliff with the monster. This loss haunts Percy throughout the story, driving him to increasingly desperate measures to save her. Meanwhile, the goddess Artemis herself appears, revealing she's hunting a monster powerful enough to bring down Olympus, before she too disappears, setting up the central quest of the novel. When the mummified oracle delivers a chilling prophecy about rescuing Artemis, Percy finds himself excluded from the mission. The prophecy mentions five travelers, one lost in a desert, someone bearing the Titan's curse, and death at a parent's hand. Despite his pleas, Zoe Nightshade refuses to include him. Unwilling to abandon Annabeth, Percy secretly follows the quest group, haunted by dreams of her struggling under an impossible weight. Before leaving, he promises young Nico D'Angelo to protect his sister Bianca, who recently joined the hunters. This promise becomes a burden as they journey to the desert junkyard of the gods in Arizona. After Bianca takes a figurine of Hades for her brother's collection, a defective automaton attacks. She sacrifices herself to save the others, becoming the one lost in the land without rain from the prophecy. How do we live with ourselves when we fail to keep promises to those who trust us most? Throughout their westward journey, the quest group forms an uneasy alliance. Zoe Nightshade, who has spent thousands of years hating heroes after being betrayed by Hercules, gradually warms to Percy despite her prejudice against boys. Through dreams, Percy discovers that Zoe once gave Hercules her hairpin that transforms into Riptide, the very sword Percy now wields. This connection bridges their initial hostility, especially after Percy proves himself by cleverly defeating the Nemean lion at the Smithsonian. Meanwhile, Thalia Grace, daughter of Zeus, struggles with her own demons, particularly her complicated feelings toward Luke, her former friend, who now serves the Titan Lord Kronos. When they capture the mysterious creature Artemis was hunting, a cow-serpent hybrid called the Ophiotaurus, they learn that whoever sacrifices it would gain the power to destroy Olympus. This temptation tests Thalia's loyalty, revealing the cracks in her commitment to the gods who abandoned her for years. These evolving relationships show how ancient grudges can give way to respect, and how the lines between friend and enemy blur when faced with impossible choices. The quest culminates at Mount Tamalpais in San Francisco, the ancient Titan's fortress. There, they find Artemis chained, bearing the crushing weight of the sky that normally burdens Atlas, who has escaped. Nearby stands the captive Annabeth and a pale Luke serving Kronos. Understanding that the sky's burden can only be taken willingly, the true Titan's curse, Percy temporarily shoulders this weight, allowing Artemis to battle Atlas. The pressure overwhelms him. First, it was just weight, like carrying a backpack full of bricks. Then the weight became like being crushed under a steamroller. As battle rages around him, Percy endures, demonstrating his growth from impulsive boy to determined hero. The prophecy's darkest line fulfills when Zoe Nightshade confronts her father Atlas and perishes by a parent's hand. Her death creates the book's most poignant moment as Artemis cradles her faithful lieutenant. The hunters shall be led by my wisest and oldest friend. You have made me proud. With her final breath, Zoe gazes upward. Stars, I can see the stars again, my lady. Artemis transforms her into a new constellation, the Huntress, running eternally across the night sky. When Percy tells Nico about his sister's death, the boy's grief erupts as terrifying power. The ground splits open, swallowing the skeleton warriors that had pursued them. Discovering Nico's parentage presents Percy with a crucial choice: report another child of the Big Three who might fulfill the prophecy, or protect the traumatized boy. Percy chooses compassion, declaring, "I choose the prophecy. It will be about me." This moment reveals Percy's growth from someone who once acted impulsively to someone willing to shoulder burdens to protect others. The Titan's curse acknowledges that heroes sometimes fail. Despite his efforts, Percy couldn't save Bianca or prevent Zoe's death. These losses don't diminish his heroism, but humanize it. The figurine Bianca died retrieving becomes a poignant symbol of her sacrifice, especially when they learn it was the only piece missing from Nico's collection. Similarly, Zoe's transformation into a constellation ensures her memory endures. The novel teaches that how we respond to loss often defines us more than our victories. Thalia confronts Luke at the cliff's edge, ultimately choosing her new path over their old friendship when she kicks him off the mountain. Upon returning to Olympus, she makes another transformative choice, joining the hunters to escape the great prophecy that would have activated on her upcoming 16th birthday. This shifts the prophecy's weight squarely onto Percy's shoulders, though a final revelation awaits. Young Nico D'Angelo is actually a son of Hades, making him another potential child of the prophecy. Nico channels his grief into rage and disappears to forge his own path. Artemis honors her fallen lieutenant by elevating her to the stars. Percy accepts the burden of the prophecy rather than letting it fall to someone younger and more vulnerable. Each character is shaped by what they've lost, carrying those absences forward as they continue their journey. As the Titan's curse concludes, Percy faces unprecedented stakes. With Thalia now immortal, he becomes the only known child of the Big Three approaching the prophesied age of 16. Athena's warning about his fatal flaw, personal loyalty that might lead him to sacrifice the world for a friend, looms over him. Luke has survived his fall, becoming more dangerous, while Nico D'Angelo grapples with grief and newfound powers. Yet Percy chooses to move forward. When Annabeth suggests they might thwart the prophecy by finding Nico, Percy refuses. "No, I don't think we should. I don't think we can. If we try to interfere, it could make things worse." True courage isn't about avoiding fate or finding loopholes. It's facing what comes with open eyes and heart. As this chapter closes, we're left wondering, what burdens are we willing to bear for those we love, and what promises are worth keeping, even when they might break us?